zero hallucinations. Out of over 1,000 test samples, not a single one. If you work with text-to-speech, you know that sounds almost too good to be true. Welcome to AI in 15 for Wednesday, March 18th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Marcus, big day. OpenAI just dropped two new models that are all about making frontier AI cheap and fast. GTC keeps delivering with DLSS-5 and a desk-side supercomputer. Mistral launched a full build-your-own AI platform for enterprises. Meta's next big model got delayed after it couldn't keep up with the competition. And we've got an open-source TTS model that might have actually solved the hallucination problem. OpenAI releases GPT-5.4 Mini and Nano, bringing near-frontier performance to the free tier. Mistral Forge lets enterprises train custom AI models from scratch on their own data. And Meta delays its next-generation model after internal tests show it can't match Google, OpenAI, or Anthropic. Let's start with OpenAI. GPT 5.4 Mini and Nano launched yesterday. Marcus, we covered GPT 5.4 itself on Monday. What's different about these smaller siblings?
Speed and cost. GPT 5.4 Mini approaches the full model's performance on several benchmarks, including SWE Bench Pro and OS World Verified, but runs at 90 to 100 tokens per second. That's nearly double the previous GPT 5 Mini's speed, and it's now available in ChatGPT's free tier. So hundreds of millions of users just got a significantly better model without paying a cent.
And Nano is even smaller. What's the use case there?
Nano is API only, designed for the kind of tasks that don't need a full reasoning model. Classification, data extraction, ranking, running as a subagent inside larger systems. At 20 cents per million input tokens and $1.25 per million output tokens, it's built for developers who need to run thousands of lightweight AI calls simultaneously. The new stack called both models built for the subagent era. And that framing is exactly right. We're moving toward architectures where a big model orchestrates and dozens of small cheat models do the grunt work.
One Hacker News commenter made a point I thought was sharp. They said mini releases matter more than frontier model drops because the improvements are felt by far more users in production.
That's increasingly true. The frontier models get the headlines, but it's the smaller, faster, cheaper variants that actually change what developers build day to day. When you can run near frontier quality inference at a fraction of the cost, use cases that were economically impossible suddenly become viable. Think real-time content moderation, embedded AI in IoT devices, agentic workflows with hundreds of parallel subagents. Nano makes all of that pencil out.
So, OpenAI's strategy is clear. Own the top with GPT 5.4, capture the middle with Mini, and flood the bottom with Nano.
Full-stack model coverage. And by putting Mini in the free tier of ChatGPT, they're making sure that 900 million weekly users experience near-frontier quality. That's a moat built on distribution, not just capability.
Staying at GTC, we gave comprehensive coverage of Jensen's keynote yesterday, but there are a couple of announcements worth diving deeper on today. The DGX Station and DLSS-5. Marcus, the DGX Station sounds almost absurd.
20 petaflops, 748 gigabytes of coherent memory, supports models with up to a trillion parameters, and it fits under your desk. 2 years ago, that required a full data center rack. For AI researchers and enterprise teams that need frontier-scale inference on-premises, whether for security, latency, or compliance reasons, this genuinely changes what's possible without a cloud contract.
And then there's DLSS-5, which Jensen called a GPT moment for graphics. That's a big claim.
It uses neural rendering to reconstruct photoreal lighting and materials in real time at 4K. Launching fall 2026, exclusive to RTX 50 series GPUs. Bethesda, Capcom, Ubisoft are on board. But here's the interesting tension. Gamers and developers have been pushing back hard, saying it alters original art direction too aggressively. The AI reconstructs what it thinks the scene should look like, rather than faithfully rendering what the artist designed.
So, it's the same debate we see everywhere. AI capability versus human creative control.
Exactly. And it's a microcosm of the broader AI story. The technology can generate stunning results, but stunning and faithful to intent aren't always the same thing. Game developers have spent careers mastering lighting and atmosphere. Telling them an AI will override their choices, even if the result is technically impressive, doesn't sit well.
Moving to Mistral, they had a big week. We covered Leanstral and Mistral Small 4 yesterday. Now they've launched Forge, an enterprise platform announced at GTC. Marcus, how is this different from what OpenAI and Anthropic offer?
Fundamentally different approach. OpenAI and Anthropic say, use our model, fine-tune it if you want. Mistral says, build your own model from scratch, using your data. Forge supports the full training lifecycle, pre-training on large internal datasets, post-training through supervised fine-tuning, DPO, ODPO, and reinforcement learning to align models with your specific policies and operations. You're not renting access to someone else's model. You're building one that's yours.
And the early partners are interesting. ASML, Ericsson, the European Space Agency.
All organizations with proprietary data they can't or won't send to a third-party API. ASML makes the machines that make every advanced chip on the planet. The European Space Agency handles satellite data. These are entities where data sovereignty isn't a nice-to-have, it's a requirement. And ASML led Mistral Series C at an 11.7 billion euro valuation, so there's real financial alignment.
Mistral's CEO says they're on track to pass $1 billion in annual recurring revenue this year.
Which validates the enterprise build-your-own approach commercially. I'd note, though, that this model works best for large organizations with substantial proprietary datasets and the engineering teams to manage custom models. It's not for everyone, but for the customers it does serve, regulated industries, defense, specialized manufacturing, the value proposition is compelling. You own your model, your data never leaves your infrastructure, and you're not dependent on any single AI provider's roadmap.
Now, for the story that might have the biggest strategic implications this week. Meta has delayed its next-generation model, codenamed Avocado. Marcus, what happened?
Internal testing showed Avocado couldn't match Gemini 3.0, GPT 5.4, or Anthropic's latest models in logical reasoning, programming, and writing. The launch was pushed from mid-March to at least May. Meta's engineers reportedly hit what they're calling a post-training bottleneck, where the fine-tuning phase for safety, instruction following, and agentic tasks proved more complex than expected.
And the really eyebrow-raising detail. Reports suggest Meta may be abandoning its open-source strategy with Avocado.
If confirmed, that would be a seismic shift. Meta has positioned itself as the open-source champion of AI. Llama models have been foundational for the open source community. Moving to a closed model for direct commercial sales would be a fundamental strategic reversal. And there's another detail that speaks volumes. Meta leadership reportedly considered temporarily licensing Google's Gemini while Avocado was being fixed. When you're thinking about licensing your competitor's model as a stopgap, that's not a minor setback.
This puts Meta's massive AI spending in a different light. $14.3 billion invested in Scale AI, a 49% stake.
Right. Zuckerberg has committed enormous capital to AI. Scale AI's CEO, Alexander Wang, is now leading Meta's TBD lab, focused on superintelligence. But capital alone doesn't close the gap with frontier labs. OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic have years of accumulated expertise in post-training, RLHF, and the subtle alignment work that turns a capable base model into a polished product. Meta can match them on pre-training scale. It's the fine-tuning craft where they're struggling. And frankly, the open-source pivot to closed-source looks like an admission that giving away your best model doesn't work when your best model isn't actually the best.
Harsh, but fair. Let's talk about a story that hits close to home for us as a podcast. Hume AI open-sourced Tada, a text-to-speech model that claims zero hallucinations. Marcus, for anyone who hasn't dealt with TTS, what's the hallucination problem?
TTS hallucination is when a model skips words, repeats phrases, inserts nonsensical sounds, or just garbles parts of the output. It's been one of the biggest obstacles to deploying voice AI in production. You can have a model that sounds beautiful 98% of the time, but if it randomly mangles a sentence in a medical instruction or a financial disclosure, that's a serious problem.
And Tada's approach is architecturally different from other TTS models.
It uses what they call text-acoustic dual alignment. Instead of compressing audio into fixed-rate frames and hoping the model keeps text and speech synchronized, Tada aligns acoustic vectors directly to text tokens one-to-one. Text and speech move in lockstep through the model. It's elegant because it makes hallucinations structurally difficult rather than just statistically unlikely.
The numbers back it up. Over 1,000 test samples, zero hallucinations, and it's fast.
Real-time factor of 0.09, meaning it generates speech more than 10 times faster than real-time. It operates at just 2 to 3 tokens per second of audio versus 12 to 75 in comparable systems. Human evaluation scored 4.18 out of 5 on speaker similarity and 3.78 on naturalness. Available in 1 billion parameter English and 3 billion multilingual variants, covering 9 languages.
MIT license is significant. That means anyone can use this commercially.
Exactly. And combined with everything else we've covered today, a pattern emerges. OpenAI's Nano for cheap inference, Unsloth Studio for no-code local training, Mistral Forge for enterprise model building, and now Tada for reliable TTS. The tools for building AI applications are getting dramatically more accessible across the entire stack.
Two quick hits before we wrap. Google launched Gemini Embedding 2, the first natively multimodal embedding model. Text, images, video, audio, and PDFs all mapped into a single embedding space. Marcus, why does that matter?
Most developers today run separate models for each data type and then try to stitch the results together. Gemini Embedding 2 does it all in one call, supporting over 100 languages. Google reports up to 70% latency reduction for some customers. For anyone building RAG applications, which is basically every enterprise AI deployment, this dramatically simplifies the infrastructure.
And Yann LeCun co-authored a paper on why current AI systems don't truly learn, proposing a framework with System A for learning from observation, and System B for learning from active behavior.
It's LeCun's continued argument that language models are a dead end, and AI needs to learn from interacting with the physical world. Whether you agree with him or not, the paper got 73 points on Hacker News and represents the theoretical foundation for where Meta's FairLab thinks AI research should go next. Given Avocado's struggles, maybe they should listen to him.
Wednesday Big Picture. OpenAI is making frontier AI cheap. Mistral is letting enterprises build their own. Meta is stumbling trying to keep up. And open source tools from Unsloth to Tada are putting capabilities that required big labs into individual developers' hands. Marcus, what's the thread?
Democratization is winning. The story of this week is AI capability flowing downward. From frontier labs, to enterprises, to individual developers. OpenAI Nano, Mistral Forge, Unsloth Studio, Tada, all released within days of each other. The era where you needed $100 million and a team of 50 researchers to build a competitive AI application is ending. and Meta's avocado delay shows that even having billions of dollars doesn't guarantee you stay at the frontier. Execution and craft matter more than capital.
The tools are getting cheaper, faster, and more accessible. The question is whether we're getting wiser about how to use them.
That's always the question. But today, at least, the answer is trending in the right direction.
That's your AI in 15 for Wednesday, March 18th, 2026. See you tomorrow.